yet. Oh. How you doing this morning?
Just trying to get this day rolling. How about yourself?
You must be coming down the mountain.
Already switched vehicles.
Aren't we thrifty this morning?
One of my early days, Thursday.
New, isn't it?
I mean, I put my hours in before everybody else, I guess. I guess. I really don't know.
What you're saying was, we do more by 5 o'clock than most people do all day? Like 70 degrees yesterday. It started out a little bit breezy in the morning, but then it kind of eased up and it turned out nice. Down your way, you know, you were heading to, was it Michelin?
Everything went good. Dodging all the idiots trying to hit me. Made it all day. Got almost home last night, and deer hit me in the side.
Ran out of the woods and into your car.
The door.
Button where there was a deer crossing sign.
No deer crossing signs there, but luckily it didn't do any damage. I got it to where it just grazed me and just wiped some dirt off, but. Good thing. I don't think it hurt the deer either, so hopefully everybody come out of it unscathed.
Usually they run out in front of you and you just hit them. It's rare that they run into you.
I don't know. He's just surprised that he run into the side of the thing. I mean, it ain't like it don't make enough noise. You can't hear it coming.
Some drivers, they don't pay attention to the signs.
And I don't know what's going on with the drivers. I don't know if it's time of year. People are just not paying attention and stressed out or what. But, man, aggressive drivers yesterday, crazy.
Way stops, you know. It's fun to go to those, and they're usually... they're more crowded than usual, and you pull up, you know, and you watch these people that you've been sitting there, somebody else has been sitting there, and the one in front of them goes, and they go too, and then another one, and they all start, you know, and you sit there, and I told Vicky, she said, what's going on here? I said, I don't know. I said, they do it a lot. I said, we're not in a hurry, so we'll just watch it.
They do that really bad when they see me coming in the tool truck. They think they can outrun it and don't realize that it takes me longer to stop. I don't stop on a dime. And once I get moving, it takes longer. So, I don't know. People just ignorant, impatient. So, I dodged quite a few of them yesterday when fog was going on 11 there, going down it. People going slow so they can see and not run over something. People getting aggravated and just passing them anywhere. I got hit 3 or 4 times head on.
Dude, that's, I don't know why they're in such a hurry. They don't gain anything, really. You know, it's maybe a couple of car lengths, but they're still going, if they get home, going to get home about the same time. Watch them on TV, on the news.
Enough out here firsthand.
Don't drive much anymore. I don't really have any where except around here local. It's mostly just back roads wherever we, you know, if we go to the shopping center, it's just back roads to it. All the eating places and all, so we don't have to do. I don't go to Greenville anywhere like Woodruff. Anybody mentions Woodruff Road or out near a mall? No, I don't even go out there.
I I'd stay away too.
If you're out there, a good morning to you. N4AZE.
Having that carotid artery cleaned out.
Yeah, was that today?
For what day it was. So many people having procedures done, can't keep track of all of them.
Procedures. Drew and Kenny, Eric, any of them out there?
KN4, TFW Mobile.
There goes one.
Ken, KO4HK.
Hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah. Here, just motoring down 290 now.
Figured out for today.
It's cooler, they say.
Storm at the house last night.
Those clouds were nasty looking. About 5:30, weren't they?
Getting the dog in the field, and I could see him up in the north.
Was on HF, I think it was around, I don't know, near 7 o'clock, and just a big boom, and I looked out, and there was a line of thunderstorms coming through. About sneaking in.
On the air conditioner yesterday, I was like, man, it's hard to believe next week it'll be Christmas, and here it is, 70 degrees, and I'm running the air conditioner.
See, the 21st, that's going to be our short day.
Sunlight goes.
Depressed.
Where you live, I know it was depressing when the daughter lived in Alaska.
Heard yesterday on my generator. On the inspectors, right? Just get a heads up what was going on. And I said, it's all in here, when they gonna come plug it in? And they said, well, they're waiting on inspectors, and they got a date set. I said, okay, well, when's that? And they said, next year, January 2nd.
It's from tomorrow, right?
Sucks. They said, yeah, they know it. They're having that with everything. It's the inspectors are way behind.
The crew that's working from home.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Trump said he's gonna fire the people that don't come into work. And they're all upset about that. They don't understand why. You know, imagine the brick masons if they decide they want to work from home. Hope that doesn't go out. He works from home.
Live business.
And then your boy up there in North Carolina.
Not there.
GTQ plus whatever numbers, Cooper.
Haven't even heard nothing about it.
Yeah, he's being replaced.
Made me yesterday afternoon texted me, told me there was a truck rollover on 85.
Looking out for each other.
Everyday thing now.
I'm telling dude before you come on, I don't know if you heard it or not, how aggressive driving was yesterday. How crazy people are passing people when they shouldn't, and all the crazy things they're doing.
These people had to take a driving test like you do on a motorcycle test. Half of them wouldn't have a license.
The garbanzos and all those, you know, that come from everywhere.
Like they do in their own home country.
At 100 miles an hour. Too. Uninsured motorist fee. They ought to call it illegal immigrant fee.
Especially going on here at the board place.
Into something or run through the parking lot.
Car pulled over. It looked like one of them old police cars that they sold.
Oh.
Hang on, man. I'm going in a bad spot. like billboard over here by the old tadpoles on 29, and that thing puts off some terrible noise, and that, it just breaks and squelches on the radio, and you can't hear nothing. Getting worse, because it didn't used to be that long, and now it's, you know, at least hanging on another 100, 150 yards.
A few of those around as you're driving around.
Just, you know, regular people that aren't on a two-way radio don't even notice.
And they wonder why their AM radio doesn't receive anything anymore.
We could pick up an AM station from all the way down in New Orleans on a good night.
You're trying to take it out of automobiles now?
Because it's conservative radio.
Usually put traffic info and stuff like that.
Listeners own that station. It's the it's all conservative radio. Ship. And the liberals don't own those stations.
My pickup truck's probably one of the last few models that even had a CD player in it.
Tapes, N4AZE.
Yeah, it's amazing now. You can't even get a CD player in a car.
It doesn't have a cigarette lighter or an ashtray.
Yeah, cup holder.
A crane right in front of you. You drive, watch TV, and drive, do all that kind of stuff. You better not light up a cigarette. They thought it through. You know, you think about the taxes that smokers pay. I don't smoke, but the ones that pay all the taxes are these smokers. They tax to death. They, instead of taking it out of their car, they ought to hang a medal around their neck. They do away with people smoking. They're trying to do that, but if they succeed, yeah, all the non-smokers' taxes will go up because they'll have to fill in for what they were paying.
On that one.
Those billions of dollars have to come from somewhere. Smoking doesn't take enough people out. I think they like it better with these vaccines. Things about eating healthier now.
Prohibitive to do that.
If you eat healthy, you just die a slower death.
Well, this morning it said that the big pharma companies spend 19 times more on advertisement than they do on research.
He's developing these diseases and stuff from all these drugs. Case.
DFW Mobile.
I'd be here by now.
All the red to show up on the screen.
Over the car again. No radio.
On.
After today.
The rest of the year, right?
I'll still be up. I don't know if I'll be on the radio, but I'll be up.
We'll turn it on.
I'm going to try to sleep in some. And generally never do. I might lay there in the bed and try to, but never get to sleep.
Go to bed. If you go to bed at 2 o'clock, you're still going to wake up around the same time and hope you can go back to sleep.
Already.
GPS.
I can get here this morning and the gate's still locked. They must be sleeping in.
Got 10 minutes before they're supposed to open, right?
They don't start here till 7 o'clock, but usually the guys are here trying to get things going.
They sleep.
Seems a little bit lighter this morning.
The same thing out here on Way Hampton.
Job.
I
mean, 2 hour supply.
It's sounding much better.
A buzz. What?
HKX, is that kind of like buzz driving?
when I said that, that's what I thought about. I said, I'm talking without a buzz. Going on. It's called a top power. You ever heard of that?
Did I have?
At least a couple of weeks, right? Maybe three?
A couple weeks, but I don't remember how long.
They waited a little while before they emailed me about the rating. I guess it's good for at least 2 or 3 weeks because they figure want to get it rated before it craps out.
Tells me when you look in the ratings and somebody opened the package and rated the product and they ain't even used it yet, and they tell you that in the rating. Well, what good is that?
Ratings, you know, these little odds and ends I order from eBay. They'll put on their rate the product, you know, after a few days, and I'm sitting here like, I hadn't even got it yet. But if they ask you rating of customer communication, product rating, and then shipping rating, they want to give you the stars. I can't rate it because I hadn't received it yet.
The weather looks like it's supposed to turn off cold again in the morning.
A little chance of snow, Christmas, I think. They said possible 1/4 inch.
Showing rain on what I'm looking at, but temperature change. There's a lot of change between now and then.
Is it on the news?
For rain for up at the house from Wednesday all the way through next Saturday.
Christmas Wednesday, the next Wednesday we have.
Week from yesterday.
Isn't it?
Sure.
Just barely. Well, Patrick, do you have a radio going on?
That was one of my DMR radio going off while I was talking, so that might have been what y'all heard.
Anyone, Kenny?
Andrew was trying to come in.
In today.
He probably drove the car today, didn't put the antenna on since it was raining and wet.
I hadn't touched the car since that storm. I was working on the truck I was driving it to, but still working on it. I got other stuff I really needed to do to it. But we had that storm, and it took the power out. And then we discovered it was going to, you know, it finally wound up being about a week. So I run the other generator down here, but it won't run the compressor or anything like that. So I just wait. And then now it's December, and I had never started back.
That happens to me, too. I get in the middle of something and get sidetracked because I got to go take care of something else or something happens, and it's hard to get back on that project.
Well, that's exactly what it is, too. It's been almost 3 months, right?
3 months.
I can't drive it. I hadn't put the side windows in it or the rear glass. I got to order some new glass for it, but I hadn't done that. That's where I was at, to where I can drive it during the winter, you know, but I can't drive it, and I can't seem to get started back working in 4AZE.
I had a talk with Miss Vicky, so she
wants turning muscles.
Come on, I can tell you that one.
Soft. I was planning on getting it on a rotisserie and get started back on it, and it's just sitting.
One thing you've been doing.
Yeah.
That recliner.
I've been spending some time in this recliner. I've been, even, you know, I'll turn it on the, what is it, what, Tubi or something, whatever it is, you know, on the TV, and I'll go do something, and a movie will play, and I'll hear something, and I'll look, and then I get interested. I go sit down and watch the movie.
That's easy to do. But, gentlemen, The guys are pulling in here now, so I'm going to say 7-3. Can you be safe out there on the road? And, dude, try to get up out of that recliner every now and then and go get a little bit of something done. But y'all have a good day. Good to talk to both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
You have a good one. If I don't talk to you again, you and Miss Elise have an awesome Christmas and be safe from that, and we'll catch you later. And I'm going to sign too because I'm getting ready to pull on the road to the gate. So everybody have a good one, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Y'all have a merry, we'll talk to you before then, I'm sure. If we don't, Merry Christmas anyway, but. And I do. And Patrick, I think you're right. I need to go ahead and change the oil in this recliner. I've been using it a lot. We'll catch y'all later. Enjoyed it. N4AZE.